I'm still a firm believer in the direction that plan originally set out. I think sorting out your tax base, sorting out your economic strategy, and actually dealing with some of the social issues, especially around housing, absolutely critical. My worry is we're nearly 4 years in at this point, and how many houses have the government built? And the answer is none. And I think that's the issue I had with this document, was they set these aims out, but then what they're measuring are not the things they're achieving. So to try and turn around and say we're going to occupy 1,000 more homes, and the way we demonstrate that is by saying lots of houses have got planning permission. Well, that's not the same thing at all. Actually, there's loads of houses that sit in planning forever. They get planning permission and then they just don't get built, or they don't get built in a reasonable time frame. So it's a bit weak, if you ask me, that plan. And that was the point I was kind of making, was your direction of travel is probably still the right one, but you're not demonstrating success. You're not showing us that you're capable of delivering.
You were part of the council of ministers that devised the initial plan. If you can remember back, I'm sure you can, 3.5 years when the plan was being initially devised, would you be disappointed in where we're at if you could, if you move that 3.5 years on? Had you expected more to have been delivered?
I think the answer to that is yes. I mean, like I said, I still support the general direction of the plan, and I still think the original aims that we had to get more people in work, more people in homes, these are the right things to do. Like I say, the problem is what you're starting to see is it's not delivering. There's only 474 more people on the island compared to when we started. That's according to the government's own numbers. And what we're seeing in work is there are lots more people in work, but it may be that it's lots more people working 2 jobs or 3 jobs, and really that isn't a good sign, really. You want people to have a steady job that pays the bills, not having to work multiple jobs just to keep a roof over their heads. And so the problem I have with the plan is exactly as you said, it's not where I was hoping we would be after 3.5 years. I thought we'd be further along. I thought there'd be more housing in development, that we'd actually have delivered on some of these things. And it is tricky, because ultimately when you're in the council of ministers, you have your own portfolio. So I could say I'm quite comfortable with the direction that health was going in and the things we were doing. But the things that you have less control over, it's sometimes it is quite disappointing to say I thought we'd be further down this road than we are.